7:24 on this Tuesday morning. Beautiful, sunshiny morning. Enjoy it while you can. You got to savor each and every one of these. Each day is a gift. Let it be. Enjoy it. Deep breaths. Don't worry about all the things that we have to worry about, because there are plenty of them, and we'll worry about them for you. We'll let you know when it's so bad that you got to start worrying. But right now, let's just carry on and enjoy this beautiful day. Now, on the other hand, poor Diane Cross, MDOT spokesperson, the roads are bad enough, and they're doing everything they can to fix them. And by the way, good morning, Diane. By the way, I've been on some of the new roads. They're absolutely spectacular. It was well worth the wait. I know the wait was a pain. I know the orange barrels were a pain. But the roads now, the ones that have been fixed, are fabulous. Thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, we will be back to keep them nice, so we'll have to come back and do maintenance to keep them in as good a condition as we can. Very often when we come back in the next couple of years and put down another, like a skim coat sort of to seal it, and people will say, you were just out here doing work, but that's trying to maintain those beautiful roads. Thank you for saying that, Paul W.
Well, I have a feeling you don't hear that very much. And now...
You are right. You are okay. Right, sir.
I was afraid of that, but now, another area to worry about that many of us don't even think about. All I think about is going under those pedestrian footbridges. I have never been on one, well, going to a Tigers game probably, but generally speaking, I'm going on the expressway, and I go under them, and I don't really think about them too much. But unfortunately, they're having their own problems, just like our roads are. And even though we aren't exposed to them, people are. And so now we end up with a front page story, at least here in the Detroit News, about a pedestrian falling through one of those pedestrian bridges and hitting the ground, luckily about 6 feet away from the actual highway. Didn't fall onto the highway. That would have been just even 1,000 times worse. But and I hadn't even thought about it, but that MDOT is also responsible for those pedestrian bridges, as if you didn't have enough to do.
Anything that goes over a state road, and again, state roads are the IM and US roads, any bridge that goes over that part of the bridge becomes MDOT's responsibility. And it is an absolutely terrifying thought that you were just walking along and something like that could happen. But to assure the public, we really do put high priority on our bridges to check them regularly. And this particular bridge, and again, I can't speak to the gentleman's situation other than how terrifying that sounds. This pedestrian bridge over M10, just north of I-75, is close to 70 years old. And based on its age and condition, which we had it on a schedule of a detailed bridge inspection of once a year. And unfortunately, that particular bridge inspection was going to be by next week, is when the year that it was due would be up. And it's very unfortunate that this happened and somebody could have gotten hurt. But we do check our bridges as much as we possibly can. And based on the rating, this has what's called a fair rating. And fair means it's still a good usable bridge, the substructure that holds it up. And then after our detailed bridge inspection, we will then decide, normally, we then decide, do we just replace the deck, which is the area you walk on, or does it also need to have either the substructure repaired, replaced, or to have the whole thing rebuilt? And that's the kind of decision that is usually made on an older bridge after a detailed bridge inspection. Well, obviously, based on this, we know the deck has to be replaced. But if there's anything more that needs to be done, we'll determine that after the bridge inspection is done, hopefully by next week.
We're glad that the guy who fell through the hole on his way to a Tigers game, Eli Hides, is okay. He fell about 15 feet May 9th, knocked the wind out of him, and it was bad. But it does get your attention when you realize, I mean, it's bad for anybody, but when it's a lawyer, it's kind of akin to having your car creep up at a red light and tapping the car in front of you and you realize it's a police car. I mean, it's that terrible feeling. You don't want to roll in to tap anybody's car, and you don't want anybody to fall through a bridge. But when it's a lawyer, has he said anything about suing? MDOT?
I haven't spoken with the gentleman, and again, I can't speak to any of that because I'm sure that type of stuff is going to be handled by other folks. But based on the conversations, the emails with the Detroit News, which is how we found out about it, I was contacted Sunday afternoon in an email, and that's the first that we can find so far of any records that we were notified in any way about this. And once we knew, it was closed within an hour. There was somebody on the scene within like 15 minutes. Our bridge engineer was out there within the hour, and we had it closed that night with even a wooden structure built around each end, because very often people will just move the barricades that we'll put in place, those big heavy metal bars that go across. People will just move those. So in order to make sure nobody could get on this bridge, we built wooden structures at each end to ensure that. That same night, we also checked underneath to make sure there was no other problem that could have then affect traffic down
very
below.
Good. Sounds like you jumped into action. I appreciate your help, Diane Cross, MDOT spokesperson. We have to break here for news, but be careful crossing the bridges. Everything's going to be worked on and fixed here at WJR.